Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with high pressure keeping it dry overnight. We do have some areas of fog this morning with the dew points in the 60s, a more late July-like feel rather than the latter stages of August this morning. With one disturbance off over the Canadian Maritimes and the next one still out over the northern Great Lakes, we'll be left with dry weather today. We'll have a fair amount of hazy sunshine mixed with clouds, and it'll be humid through the afternoon with temperatures topping out in the lower to middle 80s. That disturbance over the Great Lakes will make a run at us for the night tonight. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we'll have a round of showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms around during the overnight period and into tomorrow morning. It'll again be warm and muggy overnight, with lows only going back into the middle and upper 60s. So we may start out tomorrow with some showers across parts of the area as that disturbance pushes through. Then we'll see some hazy sunshine right in the middle of the day. This will only lead to additional scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon in the heat and humidity as temperatures once again climb into the lower and middle 80s. With the humidity in place on Sunday, we'll have a mix of hazy sun and clouds. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms will fire during the afternoon with highs in the middle 80s. At that point, we'll watch a stronger trough of low pressure sweep through the Great Lakes and approach us for the day on Monday. As a result, Labor Day will be unsettled with mostly cloudy skies and numerous showers and thunderstorms, and highs will be in the lower 80s. The system will take its time moving through and still be close to us on Tuesday with a few scattered showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and turning cooler with a breeze. Highs will be in the upper 70s. We'll have more in the way of sunshine and seasonably comfortable temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday with highs back into the mid 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of western and central North Dakota. Surface heating will generate moderate instability today, and combined with decent wind shear, supercells will be possible. Isolated large hail will be the main threat through mid-evening. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure associated with a tropical wave over extreme western Africa that is producing showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions appear conducive for development, and a tropical depression could form over the next couple of days. Locally heavy rains and gusty winds are likely in the Cape Verde Islands as the wave nears that area later in the day tomorrow. And a ridge of high pressure will bring another day of record-breaking heat across portions of the central U.S. today, with afternoon high temperatures reaching 100 or higher across the central and southern plains. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect for many locations in the Midwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility, mostly cloudy skies with fog, 46 degrees, and a north-northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, cloudy skies and fog and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 64, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 73, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.41 inches for the month, which is 86 hundredths below normal, and 31.22 inches for the year, which is 5.26 inches above normal. There were 8 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 134, and 677 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 98 set in 1953, and the record low 38 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, and it will be humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun, clouds, and humid today, with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms late at night tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, then some hazy sun, then a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, warm and humid in the mid-80s. Numerous showers and thunderstorms on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 80s. A leftover shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, mid to upper 70s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday with high staying in the middle 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.